in verse 17, he says, I've been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. But I've already said that he knew killing the lion was wrong, taking the honey, going to a harlot. So he's not been keeping his vow. But he's like, oh yeah, I've been good. But really he hasn't been.
You know, the first part of that verse, Jeffrey, is also important. She pursued him, you know, if you love me, why do you continue to tell me lies? And this is what happens. It says, he told her all his heart. At this point, he pours everything out. He couldn't take the manner in which she was speaking to him. It resonated in his heart. To say, and Samson, you know, with all the indications you have here is that Samson loved Delilah. Because, you know, he's on one hand seeking to keep this a secret, and it may not be because of any real understanding or desire to be faithful to his Nazariteship, other than maybe the pride that, you know, this is something that I should just withhold. But she weakens him with every utterance as to, if you really love me, you would tell me. And then he pours out his soul. He told her all that was in his heart. And he tells her where his strength lies. As you said, Jeffrey, he goes back to the beginning. It probably would have been good enough to say, look, if you cut my hair, you know. But he tells her, no razor should come upon my head. It has not come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God. From my mother's womb, if I am shaved, then my strength will go from me. I will become weak and be like any other man. That's it. So they say the cat's out of the bag. Samson had given into the hands of the enemy the secret. But the secret and the power of the secret was really in the obedience to the word of God. You really think that it was so much the cutting of the hair? It was that he disobeyed God. And it brought about his fall. And what does Delilah do? It says, when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, what does she say? Samson, I love you. You know, there's some confidences that exist between a husband and a wife. And the wife and the husband maintain those wonderful confidences. But what does Delilah do? I don't think she ever says, I love you, does she? Delilah, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines. Let's never make the mistake to think that the world, these associations that we may have to have because we're at school or work, never let us think that those associations on the other side, that they have a real wonderful, positive desire for us. The enemy wants in every way to bring us down. They're waiting for you to trip up, young people. You say, listen, oh, I can't come to so-and-so because I have a young people's meeting. I can't go to so-and-so because, you know, we have breaking of bread on Sunday mornings. Well, you know, at some point they're going to say, well, we have so-and-so going on. Can you come? I know you have church, man, but can you come? I mean, you got to go to church all the time. It's 52 weeks in a year. And you're like, well, no, I can't come. Well, 3, 4, 5 times later, you're saying, well, you know, you're kind of right. I could miss once in a while. And then after a while, every function they have, whether or not it conflicts with the Lord's things, you're available to go. And that's how the world works.
Happy in that relationship? I mean, do you really think he was happy or he was happy? This is a miserable thing. It said in verse 16 that his soul was vast unto death. So run away. I mean, you're not getting anything out of this thing at all. His soul is vast. He was miserable. He wasn't happy. She was bothering him day in and day out. Just like the other one in Timnah did exactly the same thing. She did the same thing until he just told her the secret of the riddle. Did he learn his lesson? No. He goes back again. And he does the same thing, and his soul is back. There is no joy. There is no happiness. Sure, there is pleasure for a season, but look at it, day in and day out. Every day, Samson was miserable. And what is the answer to that? Run away. Run away. Leave. Go back again where you will find happiness. You are not going to find happiness in a relationship with the world. Sooner or later, your soul will pass to death. And you wish that you don't have anything to do with that at all.
It strikes me that there must have been something obvious, because this time the Philistines brought her her money. And I think Delilah even realized, he told me all his heart. There's something. Samson, I think, at that point was a defeated man.
Absolutely
defeated. It was obvious. And it was obvious to Delilah, and it was obvious to the lords of the Philistines. The world knows a beaten Christian. The world recognizes it, and they know when they've got the victory.
He told her all his heart. And it would be probably beneficial for all of us in our own time to just quietly meditate upon that expression and realize what it is that brought him to that, where he told her all his heart. How many times in his life have we read where he is communing with the Lord and seeking the Lord's direction, seeking the Lord's guidance, and looking for, Lord, which way do I go? It's been a whole path of self-will. It's been a path of, I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And now he comes to his point, and as soon as he told her all is there spiritually, he was completely defeated at that point. There's a couple of verses in Psalms that I would just give for our encouragement. Tony was speaking about the secret of the Lord, and really we come to the point, and we've had self-judgment. When there's self-judgment, then we can then there's communion and consistency in our relationship with the Lord. And in Psalm 25, there's a couple of good verses there for us, just for our encouragement, to look at the positive side. There, Psalm 25, particularly verse 12 and verse 14. But it says, verse 12, what man is he, or who is the man that feareth the Lord? Is a question. Who is the man that feareth the Lord? Him shall the Lord teach in the way that the Lord shall choose. It's a path that is chosen by the Lord. It's not a path that I choose for myself. It's not selfish decisions. It's submission to the Lord in the path of obedience. He is the man that fears the Lord. And this man, the Lord, shall teach in the way that the Lord shall choose for him. And what better path is there? What better path is there than to be in the path that the Lord has chosen for me, the one who knows the end from the beginning? You think Samson would have gone into this relationship with Delilah if he realized, you know what, she's going to vex me. She's going to get the secret of my heart. She's going to call the Philistines in. They're going to come upon me. I'm not going to have any strength anymore. The Philistines are going to poke out my eyes. It's going to cause me, I'm going to die in the Philistines' house. But the Lord knows the end from the beginning. The Lord knows all of those things for every one of us. And He will be able to teach us and lead us in that path. And then look at verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. So this is the encouragement. We put our trust in the Lord. The Lord will lead us. The Lord will teach us. And there's the secret. The secret of communion. The secret of self-denial, and to simply put myself into His hands, and to follow His leading, His guiding.